Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and today is going to be the first of 10 series. It's going to be the kickoff of a series called Conscious Talk Series. It's going to be fantastic. And for this series, our guest is going to be a wonderful woman who is a owner and psychotherapist, Oakley Ogden LLC. Welcome to the show from Denver, Colorado, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back to the show, Oakley. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm super, super excited because this is basically today's show is the first show. We have 9 more in the series, and the next 10 shows, including today, are going to be called the Conscious Talk Series. And it's going to be fantastic because I'm already excited with just the topic for today. And I have to admit, I am very ignorant about it. So I'm super excited because I need to know more. Today, we're going to be talking about expectance and resistance. What is that?
All right. I love it. So I wanted to bring this to the table today because I've been noticing it come up recently with a lot of clients. I've been noticing it as a recurring conversation over the years in the field of personal evolution. And it's the concept of acceptance, accepting what is. And one of my clients so eloquently said, she said, you know, I don't want to accept what's going on in my life because that means that then I'm okay with it. Then I'm saying, okay, this is where I've settled. And we had this beautiful conversation, and that's why I'm bringing this today, this topic, which reminded me about this whole misunderstanding of the power of acceptance. So let's break it down a little bit, Muriel. So I think a lot of us approach the word acceptance as this kind of emotional experience. If I need to accept something, it means I'm accepting what it is. Then it's okay with me, you know, and I just can't do that about certain things in my life. I can't do that about the way that I'm feeling, you know. It's just not acceptable that I get angry after this moment, or it's not acceptable that I'm struggling. I have higher expectations of myself. I should be doing better. All these stories that we run in our minds about who we should be or how life should look, and this is where the power of acceptance comes in. So instead of pushing that away and saying, pushing against it, which is resistance, right? Pushing against it and saying, no, if I don't accept it, then I'll change. If I don't accept it, then I'll figure out another way to be. And I'm here to say that it is the opposite, and we have got it all wrong. So if something comes up, an emotional experience or a story, let's use an example. I've been working really hard to get it right and not react to my boss, right? This is a kind of a common one. He comes along or she comes along and she has these expectations and I've already done all this stuff and what the heck? Why can't they see that? And I just don't want to react like that. And then people go in, okay, maybe I need to find another job. Maybe I need to do this. It gets this whole head trip, right? Versus, can I just accept that that is the way it is? And I just want to say that acceptance has nothing to do with whether or not it's okay with us. It's about not living in denial. And when we remove denial from our lives and we look at our life and we say, oh, that is just what's happening, I do feel angry, or I do feel like I'm falling apart, or I do feel sick and I wish I didn't, or my boss is saying that and I'm reacting, then we gain access to being able to take action and make a different choice about our lives. So if, say, we're in a relationship and something's going on and we're struggling against it and we're fighting against it, okay, drop the fight. Drop the resistance and just say, ah, oh, okay, we're not getting along. This is how it is. And feelings will come up. Emotions will come up if they're there. take a breath, allow that to be present. This is no longer living in denial. This is now I'm accepting my reality. I'm accepting that this is the way it is. Okay, now I can take action. Now ask yourself, what do you want? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And it's so funny because while you're talking about that, there are so many things that are going through my head. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, so one of the simplest things that I thought of was, like, you know, a few years ago after I had my herniated disc in my lower back, I realized that I couldn't do things. And once I accepted it, it was like being able to take the next, what am I going to do? Go to the gym. Or when you're a teenager and you're in a bad relationship, accepting the fact that this guy that you've longed for since you were like 10 years old, you know, is not the right guy for you. And it's all very mediocre, silly things. But as you said, acceptance is the first part of being able to get yourself to the next level.
That's it. That's exactly it, Mariel. And I think those examples are perfect because we can practice this all the time. You know, it's like being stuck in traffic and being like, I hate this, and wailing against the horn and hitting the steering wheel versus, okay, I accept that this is happening. Do I want to get off the highway and take a different route? You know, it's like it just allows us to see that we have so many options, but if we're pushing against it and pushing against it, like being in bed with a hernia disc and saying, I wish this wasn't happening. Oh, my God, what the heck? Oh, my life would be so much different if this wasn't happening. That doesn't get us anywhere. That gets us deeper into frustration. You know, the stories and the stories compile upon each other.
Now, do you think it's easier for some people to 'cause I think acceptance, when I think of this acceptance, I think, first of all, you need to come, before you can accept anything, I feel like you need to realize that you need to be aware of something before you can accept it. Do you know what I mean? Because sometimes I feel like people can just go by their normal day and not even realize that something is wrong. Do you think that to some degree has to do with why maybe people can't go to the next stage because they haven't recognized what's happening to them or what's going on in their lives?
Yeah, I really think that, you know, I think we just said, like, acceptance is the first step, but really it's awareness is the first step to everything. And that's number one with my clients. You know, they come in saying, I don't want to feel this, I don't want to feel that. And, you know, the first homework almost everybody gets is, spend between now and next session becoming aware of the stories you're telling yourself. Become aware of where you learn that. When you say that to yourself, I'm not good enough, who does it remind you of? What, you know, where does this come from? How did you learn this? What are the stories associated? So I think spending time and becoming aware is fundamentally our first step. Yeah, absolutely. And acknowledging it, you know, okay, I'm aware, I acknowledge, now I can accept, absolutely. And then after that, if we want to add like a three-stage, I'll hand out kind of a three-stage tool that I've been taught many, many years ago, over a decade ago, that I use in my life and that I offer to a lot of my clients and in workshops and stuff like this. Number one, acknowledge. Meaning become aware and acknowledge what's there. Two, then accept what's there. You don't have to like it. You don't have to get emotional and love it and whatever. Just accept. Okay, that's the way it is. It's here. And three, welcome it into the heart and just take responsibility for it. Okay, how did I create this? What are the steps that I can do to create something different? Just welcome it. It's really counterintuitive, you know, and I think it kind of parallels what we're seeing in mass consciousness right now, Mariel, which is this concept of leaning in, which has already been coined, you know, that kind of thing. Like, hey, if it's coming up, like, lean in a little bit, you know, and it's counterintuitive. It really is. We're all taught to kind of lean out, and, you know, that's not it. 'Cause I think sometimes we think if we lean in, we're going to get swallowed by it. You know, or we'll go down some rabbit hole we'll never be able to find our way out of. And it's just so the opposite. It's it's just like this magic trick. It's amazing, you know, and I think it comes from what we call in psychology the paradox of change, which means that nothing can change until we meet it 100% as it is. And the minute that we meet it 100% as it is, without saying it's good or bad, it should be better or worse, the change has already started.
That's amazing. And I'm just thinking right now, I was just thinking about like years and years ago when I lived in England, and one of the first jobs that I had as a student. And I remember the woman that was my immediate boss. And I remember literally not liking her because I don't know what it was. She was just a meanie. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm going to quit. Cause I, you know, just couldn't stand to be around her. And then I realized after I got my first paycheck, you know, and I was like, hold on a second, but if I quit, I'm not going to have this extra money to go out with my friends on Saturday night. So is it really worth it, you know?
Right on.
So I thought, you know, and it was like, was it really worth it? And I was like, you know what, forget it. It's a 9-to-5 job, just one day a week on the Saturday. And I was like, I'm good because, you know, after that, I can go out and have fun and forget about it. But I think sometimes you need to, you know, some situations, as you said, are very difficult and, you know, may not be ideal. But maybe sometimes just being like, for me, it was like, oh, well, you know, the money's worth it. It's better than not having a job. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to go to a very quick break. But to all our listeners out there, stay tuned. We'll be back very shortly. And remember that this is the first of 10 series of the show, which is going to be called Conscious Talk Series. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Have you found positive thinking programs to be lacking? Does what they tell you to do feel forced? Let the Masterful You help you dismantle emotional barriers preventing your happiness and success without forcing new belief systems on yourself. Certified life coach Jennifer Mandel will help you reduce emotions hindering positive thinking and add ones necessary to attain it. Please visit themasterfulyou.com. That's themasterfulyou.com. Or call 732-991-0093. That's 732-991-0093.
Have you been injured in an auto accident and need transportation to and from your medical appointments? KMW Transportation is located and services the Metro Detroit area. Owned and operated by Shaquana Ford, KMW Transportation Company provides reliable, affordable service guaranteed to get you to and from your destinations on time in a clean and smooth and safe manner. Do you need to get up and go? Call for your car service directly at 313-293-0234. Or by email at quantamarie2015@gmail.com. That's 313-293-0234 or quantamarie2015@gmail.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents The Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and today is the first of 10 shows entitled Conscious Talk Series with our guest, Oakley Ogden. Welcome back, Oakley. Now, before our break there, Oakley, we're talking about acceptance. Now, there was a second part to it, which was resistance.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about resistance, are we talking about ourselves resisting the acceptance?
Yep, exactly. You know, and while we were on break, I was just remembering this moment. I was just really blown away to see Louis C.K., you know, the comedian. He was on a late night show and he was talking about being stuck in traffic and how he kind of like lives with this perpetual inner sadness, like I'm alone in the world and, you know, there's nobody to help me and this kind of thing. And as he's stuck in traffic, this familiar beast of sadness started rumbling inside of him, and he was like, oh no, like, not now. Now's not the time. And it started pushing its ugly head up through him. And I can't remember, he said something like, you know, and I was caught there in traffic, and I, for the first time in a while or whatever, I just let myself cry. And he said, and, you know, and this is what we were talking about, Muriel, is I think sometimes we don't let ourselves feel fully what we're feeling, and we resist, we push it down, we suppress it, thinking that, you know, we just have to keep our heads above water. But really what we're doing is we're just perpetuating that feeling deep inside of us. And so what really blew my mind about this moment that Louis C.K. was sharing was, one, that it was on, like, mass TV. Like, everybody was hearing this story, because I feel like this is something that's kind of been, until now, kind of secluded to, like, therapist's office and, like, yogic caves in the Himalayas, is, like, feelings move. And he said he let himself cry, and then it was over. And under that, a joy emerged, a happiness and a peace emerged on its own. And so this is the point I'd love to bring today, is resistance perpetuates the very thing that we're resisting. If we're resisting feeling something, by resisting it, we're guaranteeing that we're going to feel it longer, and probably in a more convoluted, confusing, uncomfortable way, versus just exhaling, putting the resistance down for a moment. You can always pick it back up. It's there. And accepting what's there, just like our beloved comedian did in traffic. He was like, there's the sadness. You know what? Today I'm just going to let myself feel it. And it just came up. And it moved through him because he gave it himself to it 100%. Now, if it's not totally moving through, of course, it can be connected to different traumas and history and things like this. Generally, however, an emotion is just an energy. I mean, not generally, like, it is just an energy. So it's programmed to move if we give it space. If it's not moving and it's kind of stuck, we're holding on somewhere, you know, and usually because there's a payoff to that, right? There's a payoff to those emotions a lot of the time.
Absolutely. And it's so funny because I remember an occasion when I was much, you know, when I was much younger, I was like in my early teens. And I remember being very, very upset and just like holding it in for the longest time. But it was very strange because I really felt, and this is like when a physical thing, I really felt like my chest was so heavy and constrained. I mean, like, you know, it was like it just felt really, really heavy. And I mean, and of course, I mean, I'm just like maybe 15 years old at the time, so it's not like I was having a heart attack or anything, but I distinctly remember feeling like very constrained, like I was, like everything was tightening up inside of me. And I remember like when I let it go and I basically like cried to my mom. And then all of a sudden, it was almost like I was like I felt like I was an asthmatic person who had just had an inhaler, you know, because all of a sudden my chest just opened up and I could actually breathe again. Does that sound crazy? But
that was like, is so perfect. I'm just so I'm amazed that you're bringing this up right now, because I think for people who are listening, if you're asking yourself, well, how do I tell if I'm resisting or I'm accepting? Like, how do I tell if I even have something going on that I'm resisting? And we'll come back to awareness, right? And the awareness, your key is, am I contracted or am I expanded? And it's physical, just like that, Muriel. Do I feel tight in my body? Do I feel like someone's standing on my chest? Or do I feel like I can let my shoulders down and I can breathe? Trusting the body in this way is like such a guidepost. So I just love that example that you brought. That memory you had is so poignant right now.
It was just one of those things, because I think what happened was, because I was so young, it was the first time that I felt anything like that, you know. So it was a moment. It was a moment in my life where I was like, oh my God, I remember feeling so heavy and just like so. And for me, it's I get very emotional when I see people who I know probably carry these kind of emotions around with them.
Yes.
You know, so I sometimes feel, especially in the city, we should have like, you know, when you go to, depending on what religion you are, but if you go to church and you know, you go to confession, whatever it is, and you go in and you have those little things. I think that basically on the corner of every street, you should have like maybe two chairs and somebody just sitting in one of them, and you can go and sit down opposite this person and then just tell them your woes for the day and then be able to get up and walk away, you know?
The world would be changed, Muriel. You have to patent that idea very quickly.
I should. As soon as I get off the show, I'm going to patent that idea.
I just want to comment quickly on that idea of I think it's harder to tell when you're older, but certainly with the young people that I work with, you know, you can tell these young kids come in and, you know, they feel these huge things. And a lot of the time it's not theirs. And I want to be very clear about this because I think it could be misinterpreted. What I mean by that is that it's a learned emotion. It's a learned response to a certain kind of stimuli in the external environment. And quite literally, one thing that I offer in my practice is that opportunity to clear, to give back, to offload that emotional baggage. And I mean, I wish I could take pictures of some of the faces that walked out of the office after these very intentional experiences of really offloading, taking those weights off the shoulder and giving them back to where they belong or sending them back to where they need to be. And we all have that opportunity. And if anybody's listening and they're like, oh my God, I want a taste of that, you can go on my website, and there are weekend intensives that I offer, urban retreats, I like to call them, that, you know, it's a time. It's a Friday evening through Sunday afternoon. I run it with my colleague, and this is what we offer. This is what we do, and we offer a lot of different tools and techniques, but everybody gets the chance to clear off some of that emotional baggage, and it doesn't matter how old you are. We all started as kids, you know, so we all pick things up along the way and create our lives from there.
Absolutely. And I think everyone that's listening out there, we should all do this on a regular basis. I sincerely believe that we should all go and, you know, to speak to someone such as yourself, because really it's, people don't understand that there is such a big connection between your mental well-being and your physical well-being. I feel like the two are just one. I feel
Absolutely.
Like, you know, when I'm emotionally stressed, and I say this, I had another guest on my show a few weeks ago. When I was emotionally stressed, my husband and I, we worked together. My husband had to go away for a week. I had the kids by myself. Both my kids had strep. I was run down. And I remember I had to go to the doctors, and my blood pressure shot up to like 140 over 85. Mm-hmm. And this is somebody whose normal blood pressure is like 116 over 70. But as I said, you know, it's like it's your mental well-being will absolutely affect everything. So, you know, as I said, everyone should go and see somebody. And Oakley, you mentioned the urban retreat. For everyone that's out there, go and check it out. And just to let you know, Oakley's website address is OakleyOgden.com. You can also email her as well at oakley@oakleyogden.com. Now, Oakley, we've only got a couple of minutes left before we have to take this show off air. So do you have any last few words of acceptance and resistance before we finish this show?
Gosh, you know, sometimes I just surrender to what I kind of hear to say, and for whoever needs to say this right now, to hear this right now, it's going to be okay. It just will be okay. I think sometimes we get so overwhelmed, and my heart just swells with compassion and love, thinking about the times that I've worked through those moments of just tremendous overwhelm, thinking, if I actually take a look at what's going on, I don't think I can handle it. You know, and if you're listening and you're in a place where you're thinking, you know, I'm not sure I can handle it, give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to blossom. And it's these overwhelming moments sometimes that are the catalyst to becoming people we always thought we would become and that we know that we can become deep down inside. And there's so much support. There's so much support out there for these sorts of transformations. So, you know, I think it all just depends on even that moment of like, yeah, things are hard, right? Awareness. Number two, okay, I accept that they're hard. And I think I'm ready to receive support. Right on. And then let's see what shows up for you. Like, how beautiful is that? This life can be quite magic if we allow it to be.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just for all your listeners out there, my next job is going to be a disc jockey, I've decided. You should go out because I just came up with this. But for everyone that's out there, there's a great song by the Mamas and the Papas, The Darkest Hour is Just Before Dawn. What was it? Say a Little Prayer. Is that the one? I think that could be it. But just go out. Yes, go out there, Google it, because I probably am just saying words from in between the lyrics, from in between the songs, but go out That's there and great. Google it. That's a great song, and it might help somebody out there. But in the meantime, this is the first of our 10 shows for Conscious Talk series with Oakley Ogden, who is the owner and psychotherapist, Oakley Ogden's LLC from Denver, Colorado. The website for Oakley is oakleyogden.com. You can also email her at oakley@oakleyogden.com. Alternatively, you can give her a call at 720-663-9056. And don't forget the Urban Retreat. Do not forget the Urban Retreat. Okay, so that's the end of our show. Oakley, I cannot wait for the second show in this series of Conscious Talk series. All right, we'll be back soon.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable.